Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. That's when I review scriptures in the morning, and I think, wow, that applies to me. Wow, that applies to me. Wow, that applies to me. And then I share that with you. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I share the things that make me cry or laugh, and then you think, oh, I went through that. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses or other things. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I keep telling my kids that. They just don't seem to listen. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We come back with a Ziggy answer. Why not? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you watched the news? Really? We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests, any praise reports? If you do, call us 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either number will do because they're the same phone number. We've got sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Finally, my friends, at long last, the day has come. We have the means, the understanding, the technology to allow spiders to talk with cats.
That was a great clip. I like that. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. You're taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. 27 months, and we haven't found that yet. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a show that's loaded like a baked potato.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
KPRZ is powered by Current Solar Contracting. Your home or business can be too with Current Solar Contracting. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Make your next real estate transaction count for eternity. Meet top performing residential real estate professional, Sam Razul.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam here. So you or someone you know is thinking about buying or selling a home. Here's my proposal. Give me an interview and I'll donate $250 to a ministry of your choice, regardless of who you hire. And if you do choose to hire me, I'll give 25% of my commissions back to your favorite ministry. You have nothing to lose by giving me and my team a chance to earn your business.
Sam wants to share his Muslim to Christian testimony with you or your small group. You won't believe how much of his commissions he'll share with ministry. Call Sam now at 858-722-7515 or visit him online at thinksam.com. He's the real deal. BRE license number 01192260.
Call me now. I'll answer all your questions right over the phone. 858-722-7515 or visit me online at thinksam.com. thinksam.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, there's a lot of different reasons people are making the move to Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, there is. You know, I spent the last year talking about the really positive lifestyle of Monte Vista Village. And I think what I really want to bring home is that this is just another option in living. I have a resident here who's 69, healthy, full of energy, and she moved in because she didn't cook, just pretty much ate TV dinners, which did not bode well for her health, and she loves to go on a cruise. So at Monte Vista, she has someone to cook her meals, and when she goes on a cruise, she knows her apartment is safe. She loves that the environments are similar in that on a cruise you have a ready source of people to visit with. There's plenty to do if you want and someone to cook and clean for you. You know, the old mindset of needing to be sick before you move is just not true anymore. I invite your listeners to give me a call at 619-465-1331. Come to Monte Vista Village and see what your life could be like.
Once again, the number for Monte Vista Village, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Hey, moms! KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you, because I want to make sure that you know what these things are. They're relatively important. First and foremost, this segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery San Diego. Now, these are our good friends, Tommy Hawthorne and crew, working with guys that have gotten to the point where they are enslaved by drugs and alcohol and cannot bust through independently, and they need some help, and they're at the brink. And one of the things that Genesis Recovery does is they use sobriety and they use redemption as their weapons to help guys come back. And that is cool. So we ask you, go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, check them out, go give them a call. You can talk to Tommy directly. I just spent some time with him last week. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Here's the big deal that they're really working on: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And as you heard the last time they were here, what a great story. They were sharing with one another. They bring people into their group. They talk to people. They don't require people to be Christians, but people who are in the group leading other people in the group to Christ. How cool is that? I mean, that's just cool ministry. We support anything the Lord is doing, even if it's not our gig, what our direction is, how our mindset is. If the Lord is doing it, we're for it. We want to do, and we want to see, and we want to participate in anything and everything that's all about the kingdom of God. And even one person said, well, what if the Lord's like more active down there or over there? It's like, praise the Lord. Did you just want him active? You want to see the Lord working in people's lives? That's the greatest thing ever, is to have that opportunity to observe, engage with, touch, and connect to the things that the Lord is doing, which is why we've said in 2015, in spite of the news that you're going to hear on television, which you're going to hear a lot of it, and in spite of the things that people will say, in spite of the fact that eggs are now $60 trillion for an egg, the bottom line is we're going to keep our focus on the presence of the Lord, both in our lives and the lives of others, and the work of the Lord in our lives and the lives of others. Let's make that the goal for 2015 and not the focus of everything seeming to crash and swirl around and go boom right next to us. Because if we keep our eyes on the Lord, like Isaiah 26:3 says, we will be in perfect peace. That's the place you want to be. By the way, if you want to reach the show, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Additionally, I do want to remind people that the New Venture conference is taking place, I think, starting tomorrow. So if you get a chance, go to kprz.com and check out New Venture. Very cool system. Definitely not one of those get-rich-quick systems. Just a system that says if you want to learn to a little bit more about investments, you can. We do this seminar that's free. You have this opportunity. It does have a cost to it because they feed you lunch and so on. But they tell you at the end of it, if you don't like it, we'll give you 100% of your money back. Now, I just like that as a business guy, because I want somebody to say to me, I think it's real, I think it's good, I think it's true, I'm willing to back it up with what I have right here. I'll give you your money back, you can have a free lunch on me. Okay. I got no problem with that. Being born and raised Jewish makes sense to me. I don't know. I don't know about other people. A couple things we need to cover in the news, some good, some not as good. So let's cover them, and then in the next segment, we're going to get into our DDDs, and we have some special guests that are hanging out here in the studio right now. We have Tony and Brian that are here. They're not on the air yet,
but they're hanging in the studio and kind of getting the feel for things and checking out what's going on. Let's talk about the first story that came off the wire, and that's the Alabama Chief Justice, Justice Roy Moore, defying the federal decision on marriage, saying he is not going to honor what they're requiring him to honor by supporting and marrying people in the same-sex marriage process, for which there's many people that are going to say, oh, well, he should just do what he's told to do. Yeah, see, here's the problem with that thinking. One, it disregards Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, which talks about the fact that if you don't stand for your faith, you don't stand for anything. That's one. Two, it's better to obey God than man, so let's at least keep the numbers straight. It's God one, everything else two, so that's not hard to do. And three, the guy's making a decision based on his conscience, based on his faith, based on his position, and it's hard-pressed to believe anywhere in the universe that the people that helped founded this country wouldn't go, that's his choice to make, and he has that right to make that choice just as much as they would have said if somebody rejects Christ or rejects God's existence. Those same founding fathers would have said they had the right to do that as well. So it's a matter of choice, a matter of decision. If you don't stand for what's right, you're not really going to stand at all. Second story that I thought was more amazing, because you get these stories and you think, what? I mean, I do. I hear these stories and I go, what? First, I always go, what's the source? Because if you follow it back to money, you'll find that there's many things that you thought were one thing that turn out to be another. But this I thought was amazing. There was a poll that they did. And one thing we talk about on this show is how confident we are in polls. Okay. Or how confident we are in studies, because they did a poll about a study about doing polls for studies that people did polls on that studied them. And they were all just as confused as you are right now. But here's the latest poll that came out of Hollywood. Few people think, as though this is an issue, Hollywood is biased against black people or against women. Well, I could tell you, knowing people in Hollywood and having some connections to some of the industry people, that Hollywood is not really biased against black people and against women. They're biased against Christians, against Jesus, against the Bible, against conservatives, against proper marriage between a man and a woman, and against morals. But not really against black people and women. So, you know, let's just keep that straight. And then finally, this, I don't know what to make of this. I'm going to get a lot of bad response to this, but yeah, sometimes you live for that, ironically. The Mormon Church has decided to make a shift. You just don't understand the humor behind the theology. The Mormon Church has made a decision to shift left or in more support of gay rights. And so the church, as the Mormon Church, what they're saying is, we're not going to change, but we're going to fight for the rights to everybody else to make whatever decisions they want to make. That's a really easy one for me, because I'm a Bible guy, so don't really care. If you're not Bible-based, you shift with the wind. If you're not using Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, no apocrypha in the middle, if you're not using those 66 books, 39 in the old and 27 in the new, if you're not using those 783,000 words as your guideline, then when something blows in from the east or the west, or the north or the south, you're like, okay, okay, sounds good to me. And it's like, no. Christians have an obligation. And when I say Christians, I do not include people that go, I'm a Christian, look at me. And then they're drunk and hanging off a telephone wire or something. I'm not counting that. I'm counting people that are Bible-believing Christians. I'm not talking about people who struggle. I'm talking about people who are Bible-believing Christians who know that there's a process to sanctification. They've been justified. We are saved. They're being sanctified. That's the process of salvation now. They will yet be glorified. That's glorification. Salvation always in Scripture taught about in three tenses, past, present, and future. Justification deals with the penalty of sin. Sanctification deals with the power of sin. Glorification deals with the presence of sin, because in glorification there'll be no more sin. The bottom line is, those that understand, that are trying to pursue, find, and walk with the Lord, get it. If you're Bible-based, you don't shift with the winds of Hollywood, the media, or anybody or anywhere else, and you don't pick up the latest church fad to do this, that, or whatever. You find that what Jesus brought was the redeeming element to restore what was lost in the garden, and you make that your pursuit. Why else do you think he was called the second Adam? Get it?
Got it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're actually going to do a DDD. You better hang on.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as
$39.95. Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years no interest or payment starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honeydew List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honeydew List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honeydew List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
I used to have great credit, but when the economy went south, I lost my job.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit?
Then we lost our home and one of our cars. The credit cards, I couldn't keep up with the payments, but now things have turned around and I'm back to work. My credit, though, yeah, that's not so pretty.
Did you know that any item on your credit report can be legally and permanently removed? Items like foreclosures, short sales, bankruptcy, even collection accounts and charge-offs can be removed in as little as 90 days. Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. Or call them at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678. Change the way you view your credit. Visit badcreditisachoice.com today. Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Get super savings for the big game at Smart and Final. Through February 3rd, 30 can packs of Budweiser, Miller, Coors, or Tecate are just $16.99 plus CRV when you buy two packs. Limit one offer. Smart and Final reminds you to drink responsibly.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. We'll do a quick, we don't really need to do the sound, but we'll do a quick check for you on the traffic and on the weather. The traffic is, it's okay. It's 20 after 2. It's a Thursday. It's not that bad. California, wait till Friday at 3. You know what the report will be. Ouch. That's what the report will be. The weather, however, I'm going to go out on a limb and go, seen better. I've seen better. That's your weather report. You just have to work with it and figure it out. This segment brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends with 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in different roofing classifications. I just sent Ingrid a text saying, how was coffee? I talked to her this morning, and she was stopping off at coffee. And see, I don't stop at a Starbucks because I don't know how to say coca a la hefa mate wadi. I don't get it. Coffee. Yeah. Sugar. Right. Got it. Okay. I can do that. That's why my wife has to make coffee for me, because otherwise I have trouble. Anyway, I wanted to see how coffee was doing. Here's the bottom line. Take a look outside. If you recognize the weather, it's not the greatest weather in the world. Maybe one of those kind of weather patterns where you walk across your house and you see, hey, look, there's a 5-foot by 6-foot chunk of my roof laying on my sidewalk. That would be the right time then to call Excalibur Roofing. That I'm going out on a limb. I'm taking a risk here telling you this. That, or if all your other neighbors in the neighborhood are changing their roofs, that probably means it might be time. Maybe you've been there for a while. It's time to get something new going. All those are a possibility. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. You can go to Excalibur Roofing in a search engine just by typing in any search engine, Excalibur Roofing, bam, they're going to pop up. Or you can call them at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Tell them you heard about them on the David Spoon Experience, and they'll say so. It's just to work through that. Okay, the DDD for right now, Mark chapter 13, verse 33 through 34. I'm going to kind of take this text, and I'm not going to use it in its perfect context because I want to bring out a point. But the fact that I'm telling you that should give you an idea of what I'm trying to do here. Listen to the portion and see where I'm going with this and see if you can follow it. Here's what it says. Take heed. Keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. It is like a man away on a journey who, upon leaving his house and putting his slaves in charge, assigning to each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay on the alert. Now, when you get in the context of this portion, the beginning part and the end part, what's before this portion, what's after this portion, and you read it as a whole, that's where you get the context. And this has to do with us maintaining in the time that the Lord is away between the first and second coming. A lot of people say this is an illustration when Jesus is waiting to return that we should all be active and busy. There's going to be nothing wrong with that level of interpretation. There's not really a problem. It's not really an eschatological issue whatsoever. That's not what I want to key in on. I want to key in on that portion in verse 34 where he says, assigning to each one his task. Because as I'm reading scripture, sometimes those are the kind of things that pop off the book and kind of speak to me. And it makes me think in my own heart, in my own mind, it makes me think while I'm waiting for the Lord to return, I certainly want to keep active in the kingdom. I certainly want to be doing the things that he set before me. And I want to make sure that I'm fulfilling the task that he's given me. And there's a couple of different groups of people that qualify into this discussion. There's the people that try to do everything all the time without focusing on anything. And we'll call them pretty active people. We won't necessarily say that they're specifically nailing down what the Lord assigned them to, but they're trying to cover as much as they can. They're the same kind of people, and I would fall into this category, that works on 9 or 10 things in your Christian walk to improve while God is working on one. And they think, well, I'm just helping him along on the other 8. What's the problem? The problem is he's not working on the other 8, and we should be in concert with God. That's kind of the problem. Number 2, there's this other group out there that thinks, well, I don't really have an assignment. Wrong answer. Let me check the wrong-o-meter. Ding, 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 ding. Wrong.
Of course you have an assignment. Of course you have a purpose. Of course you were called for a reason. God didn't call you just because he was going, well, we just want to play a game of dodgeball, so I'll pick them. Come on. He called you for a purpose and a reason. It was not purposeless for you to be named and for you to be chosen and for the Lord to knock on the back of your dome and go, hello. It wasn't for no reason. There was a reason. And so here Jesus is talking about this in a parable form, and he's talking about the teaching of being active while he's not there, and he nails down this one statement, assigning each one his task. So the question is this. What is your task? Don't give me the, well, I'm supposed to love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, love my neighbors, love myself. That's everybody's task who's a Bible believer. Got it. Okay. What's your task? The one with your fingerprints, the one that you were designed for. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with a person being in one place, and then as time goes on, the Lord moves them into another place, moves them into another place. If you think there's something wrong with that, you should perhaps do a little bit more study in the book of Acts, where Philip at one point was much more of an evangelist, and then a little bit more like a dad watching over the daughters and making sure everything's going okay at home. That kind of switched in his roles, and there's not a lot in Scripture that goes, bad Philip, bad boy. I mean, that's fine. The Lord moves you from place to place. But the question is, right now, what is your task? And if you're not sure that, and you say, you know, I'm not sure, that's an honest answer. I'd rather hear that than somebody floating something. I would rather hear, I don't know. I think it's this, but I'm not sure. Great. Then we can ask the Lord to help you discover what that task is so that you and the Lord can be in sync, in simpatico, walking hand in hand, getting the stuff done. Because you don't always have to have the right answer, but you do have to have the right spirit. So the bottom line to that is, if you don't know, ask him. And what do we know about those of us that lack wisdom? We know from James 1:5, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault, and the Lord will respond to him. It's like, that. I need that right there. I don't need him finding fault with me. I know that all day long. He knows that all day long. I just need the wisdom. I need to understand what he wants me doing. So what is your task? And then if you know what your task is, there's this small group of people that you know what your task is, you're not doing it. And it's like Archippus, take heed to the ministry the Lord has given you. Like, you know what? You got a job to do. Do your job. You got something to take care of? Take care of it. Don't let it just hang there. Get it done. And for those that are like, I'm not really convinced, Dave, because I don't know. I can't get up and speak in front of people. I'm not a good witnesser. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. Let me just assure you from Scripture, Ephesians 4:16, which says this, from him, referring to Jesus, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So if the Lord gave you a part to do and that part is to be an intercessory prayer, God bless you. Without you, things wouldn't get prayed for. Nothing happens. If that part is to walk up to people, put your arm around them and say, Jesus loves you, and that just be the smallest blessing that you can think to give, but maybe the biggest blessing that person has heard in days, weeks, months, or years, what a great ministry. What we think is less honorable, I think Scripture is pretty clear in 1 Corinthians 12, is more honorable to God. And what we think is, oh, that's really high up there and honorable. Nah, it's okay. Here's the bottom line. You have a task. You have a purpose. You have a reason. And God gave that to you so you can use that as a blessing for others. He didn't give it to you as a toy. He didn't give it to you as a trophy. Whatever he gave it to you as a tool to be used to advance his kingdom. So take that which the Lord has given you. Use it to be a blessing to others. If you're not sure what it is, present yourself before the Lord and ask him. And get the help. Get the partnership. If you do it that way and with that spirit, there's a lot of good, a lot of kingdom building that comes out of that. Again, not the perfect portion of the text, but a challenging thought nonetheless. As Jesus says, assigning each one his task. What's that task that you've been assigned? That's all we're asking. Keeping it simple. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to have Tony and Brian hanging out with us in a book called Sidetracked. You're going to be pretty blessed. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Get super savings for the big game at Smart & Final. Through February 3rd, fresh, never-frozen pork spare ribs are just $1.99 per pound, limit 4-packs, and all Frito-Lay party-sized chips are just $2.99 each at Smart & Final. Big game, party central.
You know oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Hi, this is Icona Pop, and we love our radio in San Diego.
Arthur Brooks of the American Enterprise Institute for townhall.com. In 2012, a Marist poll found that a stunning 78% of Americans feel frustration over the increasing negativity of our politics. It's safe to assume this percentage has not dropped since then. But the truth is, demand is more important than supply. We get more and more of what we signal we want through our dollars and our clicks and our votes. If our politics is too poisonous, it's because we're demanding too much poison. We have to ask ourselves, what will my next click say about my desires? Will the next article about politics I read elevate me? This is not a call for boring moderation or unprincipled centrism. Liberals should be liberals, and conservatives should be conservatives. But we should all be expected to live up to a higher standard of civility. These next 2 years present a formidable challenge to our political leaders, but they also present a challenge to us. We need to demand a climate of moral elevation as opposed to destruction of the other side.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 057-8122.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to remind you of. If you want to, you can go to
Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. Doesn't matter. Either one to me. I like comments, though, because it's like somebody's – and then they're listening. And I don't know. Something about that. Okay. So here's what's been going on for – I would say that Brian in our studio – now, we have Brian and Tony with us in the studio. I'm going to talk to you about them in a second. But I want to back it up and kind of set the table. I think Brian has been trying – and it's Brian LeMay. Is that correct how I say that?
Right.
Okay. So I got that right. So I'm off to a good start, one for one. Brian's been trying to get me to – do a radio interview for about 3 months, 4 months?
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. Sometimes, see, people don't understand. I get about 60 requests a day going, can you do this? Can you do this? Like, no. No. But Brian was persistent, and I appreciated that. And so he has helped write a book or helped a gentleman named Tony Pilato. See, I'm one and three quarters for two. But that's not bad for a percentage.
Not bad.
He wrote a book called Sidetracked, A Story of Family Wreckage and Radical Redemption. And so Brian and Tony have been working together, and I've got them both in studio. So the story really focuses on Tony's life, and I'm going to give Tony an opportunity just to kind of talk and share about what Sidetracked is. And then a little later on, we'll get into what the ministry is and what the connections are, and if this is meaningful to you and has a touch to you, how you can make contact and get connected to everybody in this process. So, Tony, talk to me about the book Sidetracked.
Well, Sidetracked is it took about 8 years for Brian and I to meet on a regular basis and get it accomplished. But it specifically is about my life growing up, going from a normal middle class American family to absolute hell, carnage, craziness in the house. Where for many years after that, when I grew up, trying to find what was good in my life. God, show me something good. And it took years of searching and praying. And he finally started to show me some good things that came out of a horrific life. And that spawned the book.
The process that you went through, though, was not an easy process, obviously. You went through maybe some teenage angst where you were like, and then had some type of introduction or some type of connection to the gospel, then got involved down that road. Things would be going okay. And then you kind of made another detour in that process. So you it's not this, okay, I was really bad. And then somebody said, look, Jesus. And I went, oh, great. And then there was the sound of fairies behind you and butterflies and everything was great. It wasn't like that, was it?
No, not at all. It was nothing close to that. There was extreme violence. Of course, there was the time when I did accept Christ. Christ did come into my life. But then there was a rejection by me. I turned and nearly burned. And then I did it again, and I did it again. And God was faithful. And every time he picked me up and brushed me off and gave me another chance. And 20 years ago, when I made what I hope will be my last turn to him, because I'm getting older now and I don't think I have too many more chances to turn away from him. But that's when we started the ministry and of helping families of troubled teens.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. I'm going to talk about the troubled teen ministry, but just want to hit on what you just mentioned. And that is that you would kind of turn towards the Lord and kind of walk away, like you're in the palm of his hand is open, then you're kind of walking out past the fingertips, then he brings you back in, then you're walking out past the fingertips. You've done it a couple of times. At the process, did you think, he's never going to take me back? I mean, this is getting, you know, I know I'm doing this more than once. Did you ever think that way, or did you always think, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm fine. You know, like, was it more justification, or did you kind of know in the back of your mind, nah, this is going to close down on me?
No, I knew exactly that I was doing wrong. Everything I did, I knew I was doing wrong. I mean, I went from having a ministry, being involved with the Navigators for about a decade, doing ministry with them, traveling around the country. From that into a high-profile corporate job, making tons and tons of money. To going back to doing piles of cocaine. $1,000 on a Friday before noon worth of cocaine was not a problem. I could keep that from anybody, from my wife. I was in trouble, but yeah. I knew he would always take me back. I never, ever doubted him for a second.
And this process, which obviously touched Brian in such a capacity that there was the pursuit for you guys to write this, to collaborate on this book, to put this together and tell your story. But this process then created an opportunity for ministry that you really, I think, sensed maybe was the ultimate play out of the whole process, was this ministry that you now have that you've helped create called TAPS.
Correct.
Can you talk about TAPS?
I can. TAPS was actually my wife and I got involved in trying to find help for actually my middle son and my youngest son, primarily my youngest son, because we still had control over him. He was under age of 18. And we found it extremely difficult to really get help for an out-of-control teen. People would give us advice to do things that was just impossible to do. He won't do that. That way you can't force him. You can't put your own child in handcuffs and, you know, take him to school and make him stay. So after months and months of trying to find help, we finally came across an organization that gave us some information that we could have him taken from the home and brought to a safe, secure facility, and he would be there until age 18, if that's what we wanted. And he would be at least clean and sober. He wouldn't be using drugs or utilizing alcohol or anything. So he would get the help that we would hope that he would get. We got more than that because our son, we shipped him off to a place in Western Samoa. And a young man who was also being shipped there from Chicago, on his way there on an airplane, rededicated his life to Christ. That was our son's roommate.
Wow.
And he led my son to the Lord. I caught a lot of grief from brothers and sisters who said, why did you place your son in a non-Christian program? I said, that's the one that God wanted me to put him in.
Yeah. See, people, I mean, that's where, again, you go back to what we talked about earlier in the show. It's like, I just want to be doing what God is doing. And if it doesn't have somebody's ring kissed, I don't care. It's almost, it's like, I want to do what the Lord wants.
Sure.
I mean if tomorrow every church said, well, we're not really going to use the Bible, I wouldn't go to those churches ever.
Right.
So it's like, it's not even a question. There's no process there. But you've had some pretty intense grief growing up. I think it was your eldest brother. I think he perished away from abusing.
He was a heroin addict.
Yes.
And he died. He contracted HIV from dirty needles. And he died from the virus. But he was clean and sober the last 5 years of his life. God used me to share Christ with him, and he was a Christian. My younger brother was what they call in the street, booted up at a party, which somebody shot him up with heroin. Willingly, knowingly, that's what he had done, and went into a coma. And my only nephew asked me to come back to Connecticut and determine what we were going to do with him, and I did, and we determined it was just as well to take him off life supports.
That must have been great. So this process with your son had the reflection, though, of some very tough decision-making and some very tough experiences as you were growing up, as you were going through, and then looking at your son going, look, there are some serious consequences to certain actions that you cannot pull back from, and we have to do anything we can to try and help save his life.
Well, that's our motto. When we talk to families, and a lot of families say, I've washed my hands of my son or daughter, I've washed my hands of this or that. You know, where I come from, I'm sorry, but you can't wash your hands. That's not a call that you can make. We don't believe you can. You have to do everything you can to help that child, save that child. Our son, our middle son, Mark, we did everything we could, and he made a decision to go back and try heroin one more time.
And you know, you can't control what other people are going to do. You can't control whatever the other people are. But as a parent, you can keep trying. I mean, giving up and walking away and turning your face away. I would rather be radical in a decision making for a therapy or attempted therapy or attempted approach than to do nothing. I mean, to do nothing is to me the ultimate, like, well, you just quit then, right? So you never know. Because you quit, so you don't know. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to break out early. A couple things I want to tell people. First and foremost, if you want to get in touch with Tony, there's a couple things that you need to know about. The ministry, TAPS14.org, TAPS14.org. You can also, regarding the book, Sidetracked the Book, which is all one saying, Sidetracked the Book, tonyetwilson.com if you want to get more information on the book. A phone number to be able to reach Tony at 760-439-2087. 760-439-2087. Sorry about that, folks. At 760-439-2087. I'm going to take a break, come back, then we'll talk a little bit with Brian and get a feel for why he connected to this process. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Once upon a time, there was a company that did not know how to find local employees. Their employees were excellent, but so exhausted from their long commutes, the employees slept more than they worked. Sadly, the company began to slow, until one day, someone woke up.
I'm awake.
And that day, the company discovered helpwantedsandiego.com. They easily posted many jobs in minutes for one low price and found the most excellent local employees, from the loading dock to IT to the executive suite. All of their old employees found local jobs, too, through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Yay!
So there was a happy ending for all. If your company sounds like this, and you want it to sound like this,
hooray!
Remember helpwantedsandiego.com. More local jobs. Long name, amazing results.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We've been hanging out with Tony and with Brian. Now, Tony Pilato has shared some of his story about his life, and this is a dude that's been in, out, in, out, in, out, and not in a good way, and not like the burger. Basically, he's gone through a bunch of different processes, but the Lord has pulled him in. And I love what he said in the earlier segment, like what he hopes for is the last time he's going to be, you know, kind of testing the Lord in some of those realms, because he's feeling older. He's had enough. So he just wants to walk the walk, honor the Lord, and do that which he was assigned to do, something we talked about a little bit earlier. In the process of Tony writing this book, Sidetracked, A Story of Family Wreckage and Radical Redemption, which you can get by going to sidetrackedthebook.com. That's right. That was a nice segue. Thank you. Here's the bottom line. To get the book to the process, Brian LeMay was one of the forces that kept it going in connection with Tony. Brian, talk to me about what drew you into Tony's story.
Well, Tony and I knew each other at the newspaper. We worked at the old North County Times, and I was in the editorial department. He was an advertising guy. And we kind of knew each other superficially, not too well, but the Lord brought us back together. After he lost his job, I continued to work at the newspaper. And one day we came across each other and he told me what he was up to. We happened to just talk briefly one time. And then a few years later, we got together at church. I happened to attend a new church. And the first thing I see walking into the church is Tony Pilato leading what I think was a teen Bible study. And so we caught up. We agreed to meet, and he started discipling me. Next thing I know, we're out doing evangelism, which was him getting back to what he had previously done with the Navigators. And as we met and spent more time together, he started telling me about his story, and I was amazed by it. So many twists and turns. I accused him a few times of making stuff up. And one day he told me, he said, you know, you're a writer. Why don't you write my book? And I knew the story was so compelling that it had to be written. And I was indebted to him for helping me to mature in Christ and just being such a good friend. So how could I say no? And he proceeded to tell me more things that he hadn't told me yet. And finally, at some point, I said, look, I got way more than enough material here. And I thought about it. Man, in the economy of God, the truth is genuinely stranger than fiction sometimes, because God can blow our minds. And that's what he's done through Tony's life, but in a very, very good, encouraging way.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. All right, so we're a little tight on time, but I want to try and get this in. So you're going to have to do your best to give me the condensed version. But
sure.
What's the main thing you learned from the start to the finish of this book in this interaction with Tony?
Well, that God is sovereign over every circumstance. And as I like, you know, the gist of it is that God will reconstitute everything in your life and transform it in a way that brings him glory. Even the bad things that you and your cohorts in crime have done, God can repackage that in such a way that even the bad things that you did will produce good outcomes. Not that God wants you to sin. He does not want you to sin. He does not want you to stray from his commands. But once you do, and once you repent, God owns it all. And in his miraculous, just dumbfounding ways, can turn bad fruit into something beautiful, outright nectar. And that's what Tony is doing now. He's using the wreckage from his life in a positive way to help families transform situations in their lives. And that's why the story needed to be told. Not just the fact that it's encouraging, but it's interesting. I mean, it's told
compelling.
Correctly, it is. It's a real, to hear him tell it, to me, it was a gripping narrative when he was telling me these things. And it's a made for TV drama, really.
All right.
And so it's something that I think people enjoy reading, something that people will be edified by, and especially people who are coming out of an environment where, you know, they think, okay, all this drug and alcoholism has wrecked my life irreparably. Not so. Maybe you think that you've just made too many mistakes in life and you can't turn it around. Not so. If you get on God's, let God help you. And you know what? He'll blow your mind as to what he can do to salvage everything.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen, that was a very, very good interview from both of you. So you both did a great job. A couple things to tell people. The website for the ministry, taps14.org, taps14.org. The book, which will be a book that challenges you, compels you, and blesses you to move forward in the Lord and recognize the Lord has not lost your file. SidetrackedTheBook.com. SidetrackedTheBook.com. 760-439-2087. That's 760-439-2087. If you want to talk to Tony and find out more about the ministry where they're helping kids find the last chance deliverance moments, don't quit. Do whatever it takes, no matter how radical. Good job, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, unfortunately, we're going to have to cover some news. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.